All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Welcome to episode 1111 of the Geek News Central podcast. It's Monday, April 25th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or just simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a very, very warm welcome to the Ohana. Very interesting what we're doing tonight. For the very first time, of course, if you're just joining, because we just kicked the recordings live, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube. You're listening to the podcast. You don't care, right? You're listening on demand. So this is an experiment. We're just going to see if the audio levels are good. I'm a little bit worried about the audio levels over on Facebook. But I got 90 minutes here to do my thing. And those of you that have been tuning in the show know it doesn't take me 90 minutes. We got 70 minutes of content ahead of you, give or take 4 or 5 minutes. But again, I want to give a warm welcome to the Ohana. I'm absolutely thrilled to be back in the studio, be back in Honolulu, be back in the saddle for, I guess, for a better word. There is a lot going on. A lot has happened over the past week. Of course, the last show was hosted by Mr. Mike Dell. He stood in for me. I do want to say thank you for him to put that on. As I had indicated prior to the NAB show starting, it was unlikely that there was going to be any content. But it was nice to have that week to kind of explore. I'm going to share with you here a little bit about what's going on with that. But first and foremost, again, a very, very warm welcome to all the Ohana, those of you longtime viewers or listeners of the show, thanks for being here. Thanks for staying subscribed. And speaking of getting subscribed, you can do that at geeknewscentral.com. You'll find all the information to getting subscribed. Let me just bring it up on the website, right in the second column of the website. Now, there was going to be some new options today, but we found a bug in the beta release of PowerPress, so I had to revert back to the prior version, and hopefully we'll have it up there tomorrow, where you're going to be able, for the Android users, if you don't have a podcast app already, you can subscribe on Google Play now. The show is on Google Play. We're going to have a link up to Stitcher as well. So really, there's lots of places to subscribe to the show. iTunes, again, one click on Android via email. I'm amazed how many of you are subscribed to the show right now via email. That number blows me away that you get an announcement every time the show's released and it comes to you an email. You just click play. So, hey, whatever trips your trigger, whichever way you want to subscribe to the show, I don't care, just as long as you get it. And, of course, those of you that are new listeners, this is where we want you to engage and get connected with the show so you never miss a single episode. Again, visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show and also the newsletter. You can also visit geeknewscentral.com to read great content every day. As you can see just by me scrolling, those of you that are watching, lots of content, lots of geeky stuff on there, even some virtual reality stuff, some reviews I've done on some mobile devices. So really, the writing team is keeping on cranking. Don't forget about the ProGear.Guru site, where we've got lots going on there. Of course, more to talk about that in a second. Of course, if you've got if you want to reach out to the show, it's real easy via Twitter at Geek News, and of course on email geeknews@gmail.com. You can follow me on Google Plus, on Facebook. You can watch the show on your Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on your Apple TV by subscribing to the video edition of the show. You can listen on your Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to play the latest edition of this show. You can also listen on Stitcher. You can watch or listen on blueberry.com. course, don't forget our partner shows here at Geek News Central. We've got a whole stack of them. We want to, of course, remind you, No Better Than Average. We've got Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis. We've got The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain. We've got the Pro Gear Site. We've got the New Media Show with Rob Greenlee and I. All that is available via the website, links at geeknewscentral.com. So make sure you get over there and get connected. Of course, this show has the world record, at least that's what I'm calling it, longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. That's GoDaddy.com. And I'm going to tell you, GoDaddy's been with us really since July of 2005. The show started in October 2004. Always putting together and always having for me great deals for you. Lots of promo codes to share. And really, you get all these promo codes by going over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And they're right there in living color. You can get 30% discount. You get 99cent.coms. There's some deals on hosting accounts that start at 99 cents a month for 12 months. Of course, with a free domain as well. So all those codes, again, are geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Go over there and grab one. Click on one. That's the best way to go. That way you lock it in for me when you hit the GoDaddy site. And if you end up on the checkout counter at GoDaddy and you do not have the savings locked in, make sure you just come over and grab the code and enter in the promo code section as well. But again, GoDaddy's been a long, long, long time sponsor here of the show. And I tell you, to be quite frank, we couldn't do it without them. Lights wouldn't be stayed on. The family wouldn't get fed. Everything that needs to get done. So, again, I want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here. You check them out and help support the show, and I would be most greatly appreciated. Of course, we've just as a quick reminder, since we're close here at the end of the month, we've got some offers at geeknewscentral.com/offers. So check those out. But I just want to give you an update, too. Those of you that were kind of watching Facebook or Twitter, and maybe you didn't see it on Facebook because I kept some of the posts limited to family members. So the day I left to go to Los Angeles, I was really scrambling because we learned some news about my wife's mother, and I needed to get her home. And so just a few hours before I left for L.A., I booked my wife and my youngest son an airline ticket, got them sent home to Okinawa. They got back a day after I got back. But we have a situation developing that, well, for a better word, it's going to not culminate in a good conclusion. We were able to get her home to see her mother, got my son home to see grandma, and visit and be able to enjoy some time together before we move into a potentially next stage. So things are going to be kind of crazy here, I'm sure, over the next few months due to that. We haven't fully locked down when she's going to go back and the whole nine yards. But, it could be sudden. It could be, could be some time from now. But just to keep you guys advised, if I disappear, you'll probably know what happened. But just kind of give you a heads up there, and all your thoughts and prayers, it would be appreciated. This way, it's definitely going to be a challenging time. So anyway, that kind of what happened. I got back from NAB and my travels this past Saturday. Flew in. My daughter had the car. She came pick me up, but took her back to her apartment. Then I came home and was expecting. Of course, my 18-year-old son had been home the entire time. I'm thinking, did he have a party? Is the house going to be wrecked? Really didn't know. And he did a good job. He didn't trash the place or, do anything stupid. So kudos to him for the 9 or 10 days he was on his own and proved at least he can get up and brush his teeth, take a shower, and feed himself. So that's kind of what's happened around here while I was out. But anyway, she got back on Sunday morning. But if we back up all the way until a week and a half ago, Wednesday night, I flew out of Honolulu and got into L.A. very, very early. Oh, early in the morning into L.A. and took Uber over to the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. And quite a place, quite an expensive hotel. And when I'm rolling in there at 5:30 in the morning, and I know there's not going to be any room. And then I just, you know, wanted to take a shower. And I asked the guy, I said, you know, I know that check-in is not until 2 o'clock. I said, "In, I don't know what your booking was. Do you have rooms?" He said, "We were completely full." But he says, "I might have something for you." And apparently some film production crew had been filming around the pool in the hotel, but they hadn't, they rented the rooms so no one would be in them and hanging out on the patio and gawking while they were doing the film shoot. And he says, "I can put you in one of those." So I think they probably made double money on on it. But I was right into a cabana. I went, was on the second floor, overlooked the pool, was fantastic. And then got a shower, breakfast, and then Thursday, Friday, speaking Friday at the Worldwide Radio Conference on podcasting. Had a great session. I've already put something up on Facebook about it. If you want to hear more about the details of that, it's in the post that's probably below this live one on Facebook. But so Saturday morning, flew out, got into... We are delayed getting out of L.A., airplane problems. So I landed in L.A., Vegas, went straight to the rental car place, grabbed the rental car, and went straight to Westin. I don't know. It was one of the hotels a little bit off the strip. I went to a new tech briefing, and I already been kind of clued in a little bit on the stuff. But things are going to change the way this whole studio does video production. There's going to be a massive... Wires are going to go away. They've introduced this protocol, NDI. I won't bore you too much with it, but it's basically video over IP. If you look at, for example, and we've got some, if you're looking at the video right now, you'll see the webpage. We do have a little bit of pixelation right now. They think they know what's going on, and it's because I'm using an oddball screen resolution, and it's causing some stretching. But what you're seeing up on the live screen right now is basically that's being sent over the internet, over the IP connection. We used to use another tool, but essentially anything that a camera, Nest Cam, webcam, software programs, Adobe, will all tie into this new NDI thing, and it becomes a video source. With or without audio, could be CG. It's just and it can interconnect with other systems. So right now, I'm streaming live on Facebook with Wirecast. So Wirecast 7.0, they promised an NDI integration. So instead of running way I get it now is I take an SDI out, I send it to a Blackmagic box, Blackmagic Thunderbirds into a Mac Mini. The Mac Mini recognizes that as a video source. Instead of having all that, all I will do when they come out with Wirecast 7 is basically pull the NDI sources down. I pick the output out of the TriCaster, and it's wired. And I'll be able to stream on Facebook with essentially nothing more than the LAN cable going between the Mini and the router, or the switch. So long as everything resides on the local network, it all works great. So it's going to be huge. Huge, huge, huge. And I essentially cut out of the pattern here $500-$600 worth of stuff. And to me, that is exciting. Keeping the power bill down. All this stuff is getting smarter. So even back here on the Skypeosaurus, being able to, for a better word, be able to bring video into the Skype with really eliminating a ton of wiring, doing it all via IP when we're bringing people in and bringing them the switcher and everything else. So it's going to mean big changes. It's just going to take a little while as companies implement the protocol, and we'll have to experiment and see if it works and it's the quality we need and all that. So that briefing at New Tech was very, very exciting. I got to talk with Dr. Andrew Cross, who is basically the genius behind this. And then Sunday, I went to the RAIN conference. And really, you know, last year I went to the RAIN conference. I thought it was just a little, lots of suits. I'm not a suit guy. I'm a flip-flop, polo shirt. You know, that's the kind of guy I am. I'm not a suit guy. Well, you know, so some Dockers and a decent, decent shirt and no suit, no jacket. And because I just like, you know, screw them. I'm you know, I do what I do. I work in the space and do what I do. I don't have to go around and, you know, try to impress anybody. And but I had a good time, good discussions with a lot of people. Triton, AdWiz, Wide Orbit, the folks at Nielsen were there. Actually, kind of buried a hatchet a little bit with the folks from Public Radio, talking about some of the stuff they published early in the year that got me all pissed off, and a variety of things. So it was a good thing. I met one of our partners, ESPN, and met with ABC. So it was a good, really good night or afternoon and early evening. And then Monday, right, bam, NAB. And I changed my strategy a little bit. I took a bunch of gear to do a bunch of recording and a bunch of interviews. And my Monday was already half booked with meetings. My Tuesday was half booked with meetings. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to go from doing interviews to go do a meeting, and I'm going to carry this gear in. So it was just weird. So I shot a lot of pictures. And if you were on Geek News Central, you have seen the pictures of from the live blog. And they're up there, and I'm going to use that essentially as kind of my refresher. I'll be talking about this more as we go on. But anyway, that catches you up. And then Friday I took off and relaxed, and then Saturday flew back to Honolulu. So they kind of get you caught up on what's going on. Just as a programming note, two shows here in Honolulu, video. So today's and Thursday show will be video. And then the following 2 weeks will be strictly audio. I'm going to be on the road again. You'll have a full show lineup. There'll be four shows, strictly audio. So I'll be out and about on travel again on the West Coast. So just giving you a heads up of what's going on. Lots of things in work here, lots of things moving. But again, the show will continue, and they won't be taking any time off during the travel. There will be full shows the 2 weeks I'm out. So that's kind of what's going on the just catch you guys up. And that's really a lot tonight to share with you guys. We'll get into the tech here. I promise for taking so long. Those of you watching Facebook and ever watch or listen to the show, first 10, 15 minutes of every show that I do is kind of loaded up like this with me kind of just jibber-jabbering about what's going on here, the space, the whole nine yards, and then we get into the full-blown tech. It's been like this for 1,111 shows. So a little longer tonight just because of the last couple of weeks. But first thing I want to jump into tonight, from a tech standpoint, is the FCC has just signaled war against data caps. And it's a little bit of a mistitle, but I do like what is being at least negotiated. It's going to affect me more than anything, is that Charter, in their bid to buy Time Warner, is basically getting the sign off. And they are going to put in some restrictions or some tie-ins to the deal in basically not allowing to have broadband caps, I think, for at least 7 years with Charter. And at the same time, they're kind of indicating that they're going to start looking at Comcast, specifically because they did the NBC Universal deal and some of the stuff that went along with that. So I think what we're going to see here, because many of you are starting to get notices from your cable providers that you've used too much bandwidth, that you're on the upper end. And what it is because every one of you that have cut the TV cord, you know, you're now getting all your video that you normally got through that box that you had to rent from the cable company, or if you were smart, you replaced it. You are now just pulling data. And if you're on Netflix and you're watching a video, it could be as much as 3 gigs an hour of data coming in. And, you know, this show alone, for the hour and 10 minutes that I'm online, and I crunch this thing down into a 640 by 360, and I keep the frame rate and everything to the point where I think it's going to be a good experience on a television, because many of you watch this show on a big 60-inch TV, or you watch it, on a nice high-definition 4K monitor on your desk. So, you know, I put it up at 640 by 360, and still the size of the file is 1.1 gigs. It's huge. So, yeah, gross. I'm scratching my ear. So it's just, you know, and you think about if I know what it costs me to deliver this file to you, it's worth it because I do what I do, right? But many of you, if you consume 8 of these shows, you know, you've just used 8 gig of your 250 gig allotment for a month just by watching the 8 shows that comes out for this podcast every month. Now, if you're listening to the audio, it's like 50 megs. There's just such a huge division. The audio is nothing compared to the video. So, and you're all watching high def stuff. And again, this was only 640 by 360, right? And again, if I pushed it up to 1280 by 720, what would happen is the file would be 2 or 3 gigs. And that's just a lot of bandwidth being used for a single show. So if you know, if I was pushing HD, we'd be at 24 gigs a month. And, you know, that's 10% of the cap that you have with Comcast at 250 gigabytes. So it's pretty scary what's coming forth. So, you know, they're finding, too, that the FCC is going to ban Charter from imposing usage cap if it wants this this approval. And, again, I think it's 7 years. They're going to be prohibited from charging interconnection fees, including to online video providers like Netflix and Hulu. And they're also going to be looking at some other services and talk about, you know, there's just a bunch of stuff here. You know, customers of the newly merged entity, we're going to be hammered with them from these guys. It's going to happen. They're incurring, Charter's incurring $27 billion of Time Warner's debt. They'll have a debt load from Time Warner of $27 billion. Now, they got to pay for that. But also, the FCC is going to make them expand and add 2 million more customers in markets that they're not in already. So we'll see what happens with Charter on this. And if the DOJ comes down. But at the same time, you know, a lot more people are complaining. They're out there actively complaining to companies that they have a problem. Now, Comcast has got an issue right now where if you pay for Stars, and most of the video stuff that's on Stars is not that great. But if you pay, if you've cut the cable and you have a Comcast as your customer, and you've subscribed to Stars, you cannot get it over the Roku. They don't allow that authentication to happen. So they're kind of already blocking stuff. So it's really boils down to is this battle that we are having now with the cable companies having to figure out what their model is going to be going forward from a dollar and cents wise. Because if your bill now is $200 and you cut your cable completely, you get rid of cable, you reduce, let's say you reduce your bill $130, and now you're just paying $60, $70, maybe $80 for high speed internet, because that's what it's gonna, you know, that's what it's gonna cost without a, you know, without a bundle or something like that. Now, you know, they just took $100 out of their pocket right away, boom, or more, and they're gonna make that up somehow, right? You know, they gotta keep their stock, the stock people happy, so they're going to try to impose these caps. Comcast has already done it. Charter Time Warner merger will prevent it for at least a few years. And there's a lot of people that are complaining. The FCC is getting more and more complaints, and it's up like double. People are complaining as compared to last year. There's 50% more people complaining about basically being locked out and hitting their cap. So I think we'll just have to keep up the good fight, and as customers complain loudly, scream loudly, and try to beat these folks at their own game a little bit, I guess. So let me change that. All right, let me move that over. Okay, we didn't need to have the advertisement still online. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about an event that happened here that I missed. Solar Impulse. Left Honolulu 3, 4, 5 days ago. Did the crossing. And some 60 hours later, landed at Moffett Field. This is just, you know, Solar Impulse had come in here July of last year. You guys were with me, and I covered that live, and we had a live stream going on YouTube, and I'm sad that I missed the departure, because I would have, you know, already was invited to go with the crew and be on the runway and all that stuff. But, you know, I was in Vegas instead. But there was a great selfie that was taken while in transit at what, 20-25 knots. But Bertrand Piccard, who was flying the Solar Impulse, landed at Moffett about 11 o'clock on Saturday, 11 p.m. And Sergey was there from Google, I believe. Elon Musk was there from Tesla, along with all the press. But this, you know, this airplane flies slow enough that he could stick a selfie stick out the door. Take a picture. This is the best selfie ever. And for those of you that are listening, I'll have the link up in the show notes. It's a link up on ours. Absolutely incredible shot. But so they crossed over and went to Moffett. I don't know when they're leaving. I heard they're going to Phoenix next. So Don, Gadget Professor, be ready. They're coming your way. It'll be a one-day flight. And then they're going to bounce and ultimately end up in New York. I don't know exactly where they're landing. I'm sure it won't be Manhattan, but somewhere in the Big Apple, the area. And then they'll be pushing to the Atlantic crossing. But it's all about weather now, and I'm sure they're doing the PR thing because Google is one of their sponsors or supporters, as they call them. But Solar Impulse has departed Honolulu, and it is now, if you get a chance, if you're close to where they're going to land, you got to go see this thing. It's amazing. They have public availability. You just go on their website, make sure you get signed up for announcements. And if you're a blogger, let me know, email me. I'll put you in contact with their PR people. Or if you're a podcaster, I'll help you get connected too. But great to go see the airplane, if nothing else. So congratulations to the Solar Impulse team and what they've been able to accomplish. All right, the United States Cyber Command, I love saying that, the U.S. Cyber Command, is starting a full-on digital warfare campaign. They're launching, this is an article over on Engadget. They're launching the first digital attacks against ISIS. And I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's go out there and do some cyber stuff. Now, they're not really saying too much, except that they are going to, quote unquote, disrupt communications, disrupt the flow of money. So that's a couple of things that they have said that they're going to do. Now, this represents a big shift, big shift, not just in the fight against the ISIS, but for the U.S. to approach cyber warfare. You know, the country is typically, you know, been watching countries like Iran, North Korea, and other suspect states, let's put it that way. But here's where they're going after the terrorist, you know, playing their own digital game. And I think this is kind of an interesting move. Now, this came with, from what I understand, based on the 3 or 4 articles that I read about this today, one on Engadget, one on Washington Post, and a few other places, this came from some pushing from some of the top defense heads and saying, hey, you need to look beyond what we would consider our typical adversaries. And, you know, ISIS is they're bad people doing bad things. And, you know, you just heard today about that Canadian fella that literally lost his head in the Philippines. Just horrible. And that reminds me of people dying. Prince. Wow. 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 So, yes, I grew up with, you know, listen to Prince. Purple Rain, there's nothing, you know, there's so many Prince songs that just nothing like it. There's a history about how actually Purple Rain was recorded in a live venue in Minnesota. It's really a lot of cool stuff behind that story. So, you know, hopefully this doesn't turn out that it was an opiate overdose or anything like that. But, you know, way these stars are, you know, supposedly leading a clean life. I guess, you know, again, I don't want to speculate. I haven't been watching the news and see what TMZ or anybody else has said. But, yeah, another superstar. And it's just these rockers, they and these artists, they just die young. They live a whole different lifestyle. But anyway, enough on that. So let's talk about just a little bit of security issues over in Gadget 360 at gadgets.ndtv.com. There's a report about a Windows security flaw that's letting hackers install malicious apps. And really what this is in Windows 7, Microsoft introduced App Locker. And I'll be doggone, I didn't bring any water in here today. I'm going to be dying before the show's out. But anyway, they introduced App Locker featured in Windows 7, providing company administrators the ability to lock out essentially what apps or whitelist or blacklist apps that are being allowed and are not allowed. Well, it's not working real well. So if you're a sysadmin and you're using App Locker to lock apps out, they can get around it. And hackers can too. So just be aware, okay? Also, Google will soon be bringing Android Play to Chromebooks. So those of you that are running Chromebooks, and we've got one here now. It's one or two, I think. And so any Google Play, Android Play is coming to Chromebooks. This should not come as a surprise. We know that Google's been trying to essentially marry those two apps together, or those two together. And but again, Google Play Store on your Chromebook, available for most people. And some screenshots have revealed it and it having it been out. All right. You guys are always kicking me, right? If I'm saying anything from Waze, instead of saying Waz, say Waze. Yes, the app Waze. There's a few other English delectables. Is that even a word? That I'm always destroying. So how do you say, the geeks out there, how do you say Ubuntu? Do you say Ubuntu or Ubuntu or Ergbuntu? A lot of you are going to say it's Ubuntu. Well, actually, over on Oh My God Ubuntu, there's actually no correct way. There's no wrong way to pronounce it. And some of you are going to say, foul, 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 party foul. I say it Ubuntu. Whether it's right or wrong, but the folks from Oh My God Ubuntu are agreeing with me. So maybe I can win this one with you guys. What do you think? Geeknews@gmail.com if you completely disagree. Interesting article over on CNET talking about a Chinese tech CEO, a very rich Chinese tech CEO. He told the Chinese Entrepreneur Club last week that while Apple is just a hardware and software company, he says his company begins with the internet and only then thinks about products. And basically, he suggested Apple is outdated and has lost their spirit of innovation. And he took particular aim at the iPhone SE. He said, from an industry insider's perspective, this is a product with a very low level of technology. He said to the phone, we think this is something they just shouldn't have done. And of course, my wife comes home talking about the cars in Japan and how they're so much advanced. And what many of you don't know is the Toyotas that they make for domestic consumption in Japan and the Toyotas that they ship to the United States are totally different vehicles, many times inside and out. And sure, the forerunners have the same form factor, but it's often the technology is dumbed down that they send to the United States. And same thing with phones. They've been so far ahead of us with phones for so many years. Of course, Apple may have equaled the playing field. But, you know, you still don't see a prevalence of iPhones when you go to Japan. You see a lot of Androids. You see a lot of other operating systems. So I wonder if he's right here. I wonder if do you guys think, has Apple lost their touch? Is Tim Cook not innovating fast enough? Are they falling behind? You know, I think the earnings report tomorrow will be a big indicator of where they're at. And then we may see for the very first time a decline in total number of iPhone sales. But, you know, I just reviewed an awesome LG phone. Absolutely. The V10. It's been out a little while. Absolutely incredible camera on this phone. I mean, it wowed me. Really wowed me. I reviewed a Samsung Note S2. The screen on it, even though it was only 2K, it wasn't a 4K screen, I'm like, oh my goodness, look at this thing, bright and vibrant. So there's competing products out there. So they have to up their game if they're going to, you know, stay ahead of the pack here. There's so many great options out there. I know many of you are iPhone diehards. Don't get me wrong, I'm still using an iPhone 2. I can't see myself probably switching to a Chrome. It's, you know, and some of you are on Chrome. You can't find yourself or give yourself the, you know, courage or even want to upgrade to an iPhone. So it goes both ways. But there's some beautiful, I mean, beautiful Android phones out there right now. And snappy, works fast, great, again, great screen resolution, beautiful. You built like a rock. So if you're looking, you know, shop around a little bit, look at some of these alternative phones. They're really, really great. Right now, Verizon is a little bit of they're in a strike with their wireline business. And over the past couple of days, they've had 24 suspected incidents of sabotage. Well, it's over the past week in 5 states. They've had fiber optics sliced. They've had phone services cut. They've had copper cables in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York disabled. So a little bit of strong-arming, it looks like, going on from the wireline folks. But the company's offering a reward up to $10,000 for information linked to arrest and prosecution of individuals who intentionally damage Verizon cable or facilities. So sounds like they got a little bit of a problem on their hand. Hey, speaking of Android, Google camera update. So if you have an Android device, make sure you get this one. This interface tweaks has added a dedicated slow motion video mode. So that's kind of cool. So if you've got a Nexus 5X or 6P, the slide out menu will show it with the new slow motion mode. And those of you on other OEMs, you'll probably have to wait until they've released an update there. Isn't it annoying to be on another OEM and have to wait months to get an update? I want to show you guys, those of you watching, let's see if I can blow this thing up. How did I do that earlier? Nope, not that way. All right, do I click on it? All right, I got to show you this picture. This is a picture. A new day begins on Earth and space in this amazing sunrise snapshot from NASA. Astronaut Tim Kopra on the International Space Station took this photo on April 20th. He's been posting his sunrise photos every morning during his mission and sharing them on Twitter under his @astro_Tim Twitter account. And this is just amazing. Now, I've got a picture that I shot more than 20 years ago out the window of a P3. Now, it was at dusk, and the sun was going down, and I've got this picture that looks similar to this. I've had people in the past beg me to buy and basically blow that up, because it was on 35mm film, blow it up and sell it. It's an incredible picture. It was like a once-in-a-lifetime shot. Out a window, it was perfect. You can flip it looks like space on one side, and it's just, either way, up or down, it's an incredible picture. And this is the closest I've ever seen to anything coming to the picture that I shot out of an airplane window. Now, he's got obviously a very different perspective than I do, or I had, but very similar shot. So I'm going to try to find that picture. I think I know what, I think it's it's down there. And I'll get it, and I'll show it to you guys on the next show. Try to dig it out. So anyway, cool stuff, cool beans. Also, Hubble telescopes captured the sharpest image yet of the mysterious red rectangle. So I'll have that up in the show notes for those of you in the science space. You'll kind of understand what we're talking about here. It's a pretty remarkable picture from Hubble itself as well. So I'll have that link up to that article in the show notes. Another article on about a dozen black holes, according to a scientist, is mysteriously spewing energy in the same direction, almost in synchronization. And it's got some scientists kind of like weirded out because they say black holes are supposed to kind of work on their own and they're not supposed to do things in tandem. But a survey of 64 galaxies located halfway across the known universes revealed a bizarre alignment between energy jets erupting from a handful of black holes, all of which are located within 100 million light years of each other. A pattern like this, according to scientists, shouldn't exist unless it's being dictated by a larger structure in our universe. Now, Russ Taylor, lead author of a forthcoming study in the monthly notices of Royal Astronomical Society, thinks that what might be happening, he suspects that the eruptions are all being steered by filaments, a sort of scaffolding along which matter congregates on a cosmic scale. And if the hypothesis is correct, it could help explain how our universe's present structure came to be. Now, Lee's got a lot of naysayers saying, well, this guy's nuts. There's no way this is possible. There's not enough big enough sample of black holes doing the same thing at the same time. I think if you've got a bunch of black holes doing the same thing at the same time and you can prove it, there's got to be something there. It's like there's not some dude like flipping a switch on, off, a jet on, jet off. But it makes you go, maybe there is. Maybe that's a programming error. Someone didn't randomize those and they're all on a loop. Remember, we got to think about the red pill. The blue pill or the green, whatever color they were on the Matrix. So anyway, link will be in the show notes on this. Even the Ford CEO is thinking that Apple's making a car. Apple's been stealing away a whole bunch of engineers, and Ford CEO Mark Fields, he says they have to be. And they're not too thrilled about that, of course. So everybody buy an iPhone, they buy Apple Watch, they buy a Mac, they buy, whatever Mac comes out with, they buy, they come out with a car. You guys that are Apple lovers, can you put down money on an Apple car? A lot of competition coming to the motor companies. They need to get busy. A little article on we're fertilizing the heck out of our planet. Talk about raised CO2 levels actually causing a green. I'm going to say this, probably say it wrong. The greenification of the planet. apparently, a global analysis of satellite data finds that an area two times the size of the continental U.S. has gone from brown to green over the past 30 years. And of course, immediately they say human carbon emissions are doing a great job causing this. And they're saying, of course, we shouldn't celebrate. We have more green area. Remember now what plants do? Remember what plants do, right? They pull in carbon, right? That's a good thing, right? Trees, at night, they pull in, that's a good thing. And usually when plants die, they go to Earth, right? And that carbon, a million years from now will be another layer of oil. But they're saying we shouldn't worry about this. This could be a bad cycle. So I know many of you, again, I'm not going to start getting into the Earth, global warming crap. But more of the planet is green now than used to be. With them cutting down the rainforest, I think that's good. Now, of course, I agree with all of you. The destruction of the rainforest have bigger consequences over the long haul than maybe a little extra green patches on Earth. All right, those of you in the UK, cold callers are not going to be allowed to withhold their telephone numbers anymore. So if you're on caller ID and you get in, basically they're not showing who they are, guess what? Here in another week or so, it's going to be illegal, and they could face a fine of £500,000 or up to £2 million for not displaying who they are when they call you to try to sell you something. All right, single beautiful people out there, and I'm hopefully not any of you married beautiful people. Beautifulpeople.com is basically leaked very private data of 1.5, 1.1 million elite daters. In other words, if you are vetted by the people on the site to be one of those beautiful people, you're one of the 1.1 million people whose data is now been leaked and is for sale. Your sexual preference, messages you shared on the site, your name, your phone number, your birth date, all this nice personal information that keeps continuing to leak on these dating sites. So, here's another one. It's just another story, another day. You know, you guys have been around the show long enough, those of you that have listened long enough, that you know that I've taken Apple to task a few times over the years. And I've always maintained a PC is a PC is a PC, demanding if you're using Windows or if you're using a Mac or if you're using a Windows machine, you know, even you Linux guys, you know, it's a PC is a PC. But folks are so quick to criticize. You know, Wall Street Journal, Apple sold twice as many watches as iPhones in each device debut. Yet, basically, they're dogging that Apple only sold like 50 million watches or something to that number, a $6 billion business, way beyond Fitbit. You know, I have nothing against Fitbit, but last year Rolex did $4.5 billion in sales. I can't afford a Rolex. You know, if I saved for, 2-3 years, put my money away, I could go buy a $5,000 Rolex. But let's be honest. You know, usually people that are, and if you got a Rolex and you were able to afford it, great. Okay? But usually, a Rolex is kind of like a, see me, pay attention to me, look at me, right? Look at my Rolex. I know some people are make enough money, they can go out and buy a Rolex. It's not a status symbol for them. They love the timepiece. Let's admit, they're beautiful. If I had the cash, I'd go buy a Rolex, right? And I'd be like, see me? But I was able to afford an Apple Watch. And I see a lot more Apple Watches than I see Rolexes running around. And I see Apple Watches on executives. Now, I'm not going to say that my Apple Watch was a great investment. Okay, I'm not. It is an okay investment. It's got a ways to go. Would I buy one again? Probably not. I'll wait till this one breaks and see what they come out with version 3 or version 4, right? And those of you that know that I got an Apple Watch know the circumstances behind it. I had a pretty good day at a crap table. So, they're dogging Apple for developing a $6 billion in sales. Should we not be like, way to go, Apple, for generating $6 billion in sales of Apple Watches? Should we not? But Wall Street doesn't care. They didn't make their numbers. I think they did a great year. And so what, they outpaced iPhone sales. How many generations of iPhones, we've got iPhones here that, the hand-me-downs, right? You get one for 2 years, then your kid gets it. You know, it goes to the next kid and on and on and on. So, you know, how many devices do we need to buy? My wife needs a new iPad. That's the next purchase we're going to make. She needs a new, she's been using a Gen 2 iPad. It's seen its end of life. It's been used every day for a number of years. She's getting a new iPad. She's the next lucky recipient here in this household of a new device. But she's used the one to its, you know, to its time for it to be replaced. So, but do we need to change phones? Nope, not right now. All right, NSA. Switching gears completely. NSA definitely working on maybe telling us how many Americans it spied on. Let me say that again. NSA definitely working on maybe telling us how many Americans it spied on. Yeah, that's what they actually said. But some private organizations, ACLU, been able to come up with some of that data, given some of the data. But they're still trying to figure it out. And it's a lot of it has to do with the Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And anyway, funny article on Gizmodo. Just makes me kind of smile. Any of you been to Russia lately? Chernobyl, you know, that rings a bell. A nuclear disaster, radiation, you know, growing five horns on a cow, that kind of a thing. Well, it's being reported that Chernobyl's milk from outlying farms is still radioactive 30 years after the meltdown. And what it is, you've got cows that are eating grass, lots of grass. And, of course, the radiation fell into the ground, comes up in the grass, the cows eat it, goes through the system, comes out in the milk, and what do you get? You're feeding kids milk that are 10 times higher than accepted limits. Now, even the United States, we've seen some rise in, you know, radioactivity in milk, too. And it's just tiny, 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 tiny amount. But, you know, a dairy cow eats 20 pounds of grass a day. So you would expect it. Now, they don't say anything in this article how far away they are from Chernobyl, but it's pretty obvious to me. Not far enough. I would recommend if you're going anywhere into that district, stay away from the milk. Matter of fact, bring your own bottled water. All right, I'm going to run way long today. Let me cut a couple of things here. There's a study, and it's a real interesting one. I'm not a big fan of Wikipedia because of its you know, kings and queens at the top of the editing. They can remove people's listings on Wikipedia because they feel like it. They think they know more about people than, you know, the average Joe. But there was a big study done, big college paper was put out that said Wikipedia is basically a corporate bureaucracy. It's no difference than an Apple or a Ford. You have people from the top to the bottom. People on top have all the power, and then it trickles down, and very few people in lower levels have any power whatsoever. So it's basically evolved over this over many, many years. And they say that unless Wikipedia decentralizes some of this power, that they're not going to be able to sustain the growth rate. As a matter of fact, the growth rate of Wikipedia has continued to drop as the top layers of people have become more entrenched and the controlling of certain segments of Wikipedia. I mean, they rule with an iron fist over there. And, you know, they're all zealots at the top of the food chain, and they think their beep doesn't stink. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of the folks that have these super privileges over there that can just delete stuff as they want. All right, do you have about 300 terabytes of spare storage laying around? You can now download 300 terabytes of data from the Large Hadron Collider. They're making it available to anyone that wants it. Wow. The data covers roughly half the experiments run by the Large Hadron Collider CMS detector during 2011. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So if you've got 300 terabytes of spare storage and you've got the bandwidth to do it, You can download it. Matter of fact, you probably need to send them a server rack and just let them copy it over that way. But I don't think they offer it. But 300 terabytes available for download today. I wonder how many torrents we can get started to make that happen. But yeah, think about the hard drives you need there, folks. All right, Microsoft's excellent Windows Phone keyboard is now available on iOS. So if you like that particular keyboard, and it's pretty slick, it is nice, it's gotten lots of reviews, you can get it. I'll have a link up in the show notes. Article over on Netflix. It's not about Netflix. It's called the Netflix Effect. If you're a Saturday Night Live fan, they're going to air fewer commercial breaks starting next year. Season 42 will lose 2 ad breaks, gaining that time for more sketches. So they're finding out people are not appreciative of all those commercials. If you own a Fiat, a diesel Fiat, well, you probably don't in the United States, but maybe in Europe, someone's listening. It is being reported that German regulators are investigating the emissions of Fiat models that running diesels. They may be cheating just like Volkswagen was. Naughty, naughty. Or those of you who know anything about coral reefs know that dirt and sediment are very, very bad for coral reefs. Guam lost some coral reefs because of construction. It's happened all over the world where, you know, damaged, and it takes years for these coral reefs to recover. Well, scientists have found a massive coral reef just chilling in the Amazon. You say, what? The output of the Amazon is dirty, 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 right? All that sediment coming. Well, they have found a massive coral reef in a place they never expected one. We'll have the link up in the show notes. It's all I'm going to share. Can't go any deeper than that. If you're doing a Kickstarter, Kodak might be willing to give you some film. Is anybody shooting with film anymore? I thought everyone's doing digital now. At least I didn't see any film at NAB. Saw lots of red cameras doing digital. If you're having problems on Twitter, you can now flag multiple accounts through basically just being able to tag them if you're having a problem. So you can tag multiple tweets at once. I'm getting now stuff in my Twitter feed that oftentimes it's been I follow a person, they've replied, and it ends up I get like porn stuff in my Twitter feed. It's horrible. Immediately banning those people, but it's just like it's just not a good thing. And I monitor Twitter like 24/7, so I see this stuff pop up. It just drives me crazy. It's oftentimes of people that have saw something and they retweet, thought it was cute. Not cute when we're getting something on the screen that kids can see. Not good at all. Hey, a court has told police officers they cannot open a flip phone without a warrant. So apparently, courts appear to be taking Supreme Court's Riley decision seriously. Give or take the occasional there's no constitution at the border decision. If the Supreme Court says there's a warrant requirement for cell phone searches, there's a warrant requirement for cell phone searches. The Central District of Illinois has just handed down a decision that makes it clear, no uncertain terms, that any examination of a cell phone's contents, no matter how brief, open, close, see a picture of something, is a search covered by Riley. Get a warrant. So this is big. You open up my phone, just click on the screen and activate it and look at it. You have violated Riley. Got to get a warrant before you activate that screen. So just remember that, folks. You're out there and the police pull you over and say, can we examine your phone? If you want to be, stand up. Nope, you need to get a warrant. Now, you may be there for a while, but, or they may take it and look anyway, and then you might end up in the Supreme Court, but this is where we're at with this right now. Okay, I've been taking Uber now for about a year and a half. I like the ability to get in the car, get where I need to go, get out of the car. Okay, don't have to have no cash, tied to my credit card. It's beautiful. Well, if you're going to be riding Uber in California, and one other state, you may have to have some cash because Uber drivers are going to be able to start asking for tips in those states, specifically because of a court ruling. And so if you don't tip accordingly, riding Uber, you may end up with a bad rider rating. And that's not always a good thing. because you may find it hard to get a ride if your rider rating goes down to 4. So I don't know what you think about that, but I am not I'm not a fan. Then raise the rates. I don't want to have to give somebody a cash, because then I don't. First of all, I don't know what the ride is cost me. Right? I was on peak on one ride. The price was way up, and so until I get out of the car and look at the bill, you know, then how do I tip accordingly? Do I give $4 or $5? Do I give 10? Then I got to expense that, blah, blah, blah. So just put it in the app. Say, you know, if we're going to be able to have to tip, say 10% or 15 or whatever it may be. But nope, they want now to be able to ask for the green cash, and I understand why. But Uber's been so great. No hassle. No cab driver saying, hey, bud, how about a tip today? You know, if the cab driver, you know, it's a different situation. It really is. Maybe it isn't. I don't know. What do you guys think? You think you should give a tip with Uber? There's some rumors out there that iPhone 7 could be more exciting than we thought. And there's some rumors out there about the change to the screen, change to the controls, no headphone. So I'm not going to go into it because, again, it's all rumor control at this point. But people are starting to speculate on what's happening. I'm really ashamed of Maker. MakerBot has announced that will no longer manufacture its own hardware. Over the course of the next 6 months, the company is going to be transitioning the building of its 3D printers and other products to China. As a result, the company will shut down its manufacturing operations in the Industry City Complex in Brooklyn, New York. And a bunch of people are going to lose their jobs. New owner. Lowering cost, get their money back out of their investment. That's how it works. Are you an Audi fan? Do you like Audis? I think they're beautiful. I really do. I think Audis make some of the most beautiful cars going. Well, if you're an Audi fan, they've also added in a recent model, or as an add-on, they've added an electric longboard hidden in its bumper. So you can, you can ride in style to your location. You can pop this out, get on it, and, cruise on the longboard to the next location. It is pretty cool. It's got, it has got the Audi symbol on it. You know, this is pretty slick what Audi's done. But anyway, I'm sure this is an add-on feature that will probably cost you $25,000, knowing Audi. Hey, it's being rumored that Facebook is developing a camera app similar to Snapchat. So shouldn't come as a surprise. They're really ramping it up. We're doing Facebook Live tonight. I don't know how many people are on because I closed the app because I didn't want the video running the whole thing. So if you've been commenting, fantastic. I hope you've been commenting today on the Facebook Live. Those of you that are hanging with me, my nose is running like crazy. So again, thanks for being here on Facebook, and of course those of you that are on YouTube Live as well. Samsung is going to start making OLED TV panels this year. I will just say this. If I get to a point and OLEDs come down within striking distance, I mean like 2-3K, that will be my next TV. The OLED TVs, if you haven't seen one, take some time, get into a store, look at some that have been, they are incredible. There is no other TV experience really like it. They're pretty amazing. But anyway, Samsung says they're getting in the game here. If you're a business owner and you get a extortion letter to prevent a denial of service attack, just let you know that there's a group of people out there that are sending extortion letters that are not actually doing the denial of service attack. So just trying to get money out of people and they're actually not executing if they don't get money. I will tell you this, though. If you are in a situation where you are facing a denial of service attack, CloudFront can be your best friend. This company does a great job. They have different tiers at about $300 per month level. They can stop almost any denial of service attack, or at least lessen the damage. At the $20 a month level for the one I'm using for Geek News Central, it does a lot of great stuff. It really keeps the nasty stuff away from my website, and the people are trying to come in and do some brute password stuff, that type of thing. So CloudFront's a good thing to have in front of your website if you're running into trouble. You're going to love this. You know this Bangladesh hack that we talked about several months ago where they got $81 million? They were actually, the hackers were trying to get a billion. Well, bank had no firewall, and they were using network switches that could be bought for 10 bucks. That was a hard $81 million lesson. No firewall. You're a bank? Big bank? In Bangladesh? Huge bank? And you don't have a firewall? You deserve to have lost $81 million. Really. You deserved it. You actually deserve to lose a billion. And using $10 switches on your network that have no segmentation capabilities? Who did you hire to come in and wire up your place? Acme Networking Company with the Bugs Bunny in charge? Oh, man. That's just too funny, folks. Oh, my God. Can you think about that? Oh, just take $1 million and spent that on hardware and a couple of IT guys. Matter of fact, a whole bunch of IT guys. You might not be short $81 million. All right, ladies, please, if you think you're pregnant, don't get the Bluetooth-enabled pregnancy kit that will Bluetooth the results to your phone. Okay, don't do that. There's definitely some issues there. Is that going to call home to mama? Going to call home to first response and basically tell them that you're pregnant, and they sell your name and your information to, you know, to just about everyone except for God? You know, don't buy this. Just buy the regular pregnancy test kit. You know, they're 12, 13 bucks. You know, they're not connected to Bluetooth. Pay cash for it when you do, please. Don't buy one of these with a credit card, because again, you'll end up on a list. We've talked about that on this show. You know, someone will find out the companies will know you're pregnant before you tell your parents. So always pay cash for a pregnancy test kit. And, you know, keep your name hidden too when you go in, because sometimes store clerks are selling that information as well. In a very more serious note, U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts on Monday described bizarre the legal process used by companies to challenge competitors' patents, as the Supreme Court heard a case involving a vehicle speedometer that alerts drivers if they're driving too quickly, and it was against Garmin. The Supreme Court could undo the challenge process we have for patents right now that is so important to dot-coms and small companies that are getting beat up by these patent abusers. And I'm just going to say straight up, if they flip this, it's not good. It's not good for the dot-coms at all. It's not good for folks that are, you know, the people are going after. You know, these patent trolls, you know, in my opinion, they're all the scum of the earth. And so we'll see. But he was the most outspoken critic. Justice Breyer was the one that basically understood the situation. So we'll see where this vote comes down. It more than likely will probably end up being split. We'll see. If you've got a last couple articles here, if you've got a Minecraft fan in your house, the creators of Minecraft have just released a new game, and it's completely free. It's called the Crown and Council. So just be aware of that, okay? Also, the Soyuz launch that was going to happen out of French Guiana was canceled because they were getting ready to put 5 satellites into space. They had an inertial nav unit that went down, so they're going to replace that today and try again tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes, if they get that thing into orbit. And finally tonight, from an article standpoint, you guys are just absolutely going to love this. And I know we've went way long tonight, but a city has given in to people who text and walk. They're starting to embed traffic lights in the sidewalk. Because too many people are getting hit by cars. They're walking down the sidewalk. They walk into the street and get plowed by a bus. You know, so they're going to start putting red and green lights on the sidewalk as you're walking towards it. So hopefully that you can notice that you're supposed to stop and you're not supposed to cross the sidewalk and get, you know, get crushed by a bus. Oh, man. Some of this stuff is just too funny. All right, I do have a number of emails that have come in, and I'm waiting for these to load. I should have had these up before. Can I get to them faster another way? Let me go over here. Yes, I can. I got an email from Richard, and he says, "Hey, buddy, I can read down to where it says who the article is written by. I love the show as always, Richard." And I said, "What was that all about?" And so I had asked you folks on the new site design how far down on the page you can with your monitors, how far you could. He goes on to say, because I'd question it, and he came back and responded. But he also said, "Yep, I, along with everyone else, sure enjoy your shows. You seem to pick out the best content that most others wouldn't think to cover. Have always followed your show and will continue to do so as long as one of us is kicking." Richard, that's, you know, let's keep kicking for a long time, okay? I got an email from Jeff. He says, "Hey, Todd, here's a link to what's called the smallest Android phone." Let me see. Let me bring this up. Oh, it's the world's smallest Android phone. Oh, my God. Look at this thing. So I'll bring it up for those of you that are still watching. And, yeah, it is definitely the world's smallest phone. And it's got a whole, six, nine icons on it. And so, yes, compared to a Samsung S7, it's very, very small. So, Richard, thanks for that. Let me go back here to the next, or Jeff, excuse me. Another email Jeff sent is, "Hey, Microsoft sues the U.S. on secret request of customer data." It was a Wall Street article, data. Basically, Microsoft wants to be able to say what they're being asked to tell. I got an email from Christopher. He says, "Hey, Todd, ran into this article this morning. Apparently, Dr. Hawking and Mr. Zuckerberg are looking to get a solar sale to Alpha Centauri. Thought you might find this interesting." I heard about that, and that's kind of cool. But we're all going to be dead before they get a solar sale to Alpha Centauri. So how are they going to fund that to go many, many years? But again, Chris, thank you so much for that. I got an email from JP. He says, so let me get this link up. It's from tvtechnology.com. I did walk by this. There was a display talking about it's basically historical stuff for the broadcast industry. And there was basically a video recorder that was on display, some cameras and that kind of stuff. So this email that had come in prompted me that to go look at it. So JP, thanks for that as well. I think, let me look at the last date of the show. And I think I've covered everything that came in, except that there is a compliance with, I don't know enough about to talk about that right now. So anyway, we're going to wrap the show here. We're long. Thanks for being here. If you have comments on today's show, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, visit geeknewscentral.com. Get over to the website. We want you to come over and hit that subscribe button. If you're watching us today on Facebook, I would appreciate a comment below the video. Or email me, geeknews@gmail.com, and let me know how the audio and everything sounded on Facebook. I'll find a way to monitor that on a computer that's not sucking up bandwidth, that's trying to push everything out. In the meantime, let me know how the quality was, all that stuff. I think that's really, really important, so I know going forward how things went on Facebook. I'll review the video once I turn the stream off. But thanks, everyone, for being here. Back, I'm glad to be back. Sorry we went long today. But you missed me. I know you did. So we'll see you next time here. Again, geeknews@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @geeknews. Subscribe to the show. Support our sponsor, GoDaddy. Help me keep the lights on. Use my promo codes at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Until Thursday, everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.